This is Gawkers and Pedestrians, and we're going to go into our song sculpture for the evening. The first one of these I've done in a long while. With the Repulsifican, I mean the Republican Convention, either still going on or just completing, depending on when you hear this. I thought it'd be appropriate to do a mix on the current state of affairs in this distraught place we call America. Interspliced into this mix are comments I recorded by angry Cantonians who came out to greet the Prez when he came to town on July 31st to address this Cantown. You can hear that rally in its entirety as I recorded it and interviewed the participants, and we will be playing that a lot as Election Day nears. But this is a three-part song sculpture that I'm calling No Mo Bush. I'll come back and tell you what you heard, and you're hearing it right here on Radio Free Canton.
A young person, he has a sign, when Bush lied, 900 plus died. You care to comment on that?
Yeah, everybody's dying, and what have we see for it? No weapons of mass destruction. Everything that he's found has been proven false.
And why are you out here today?
Because this town needs to vote. If you're not registered to vote, it's a vote for Bush.
How old are you?
16 years old.
So you can't vote, but you're encouraging other young people that can not to throw that right away.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar.
Thank you. fabric in the steel trade, and I'm afraid my job's going to be gone. Bush is just bad for the country. We can't have a deficit. In four more years, our country will be broke.
What does your sign say?
Bush is a job terrorist.
Freaking.
don't you just tell us what your sign says, why you're here today?
My sign says outsource Bush, and then I have a sign underneath that says where are the jobs, George. Stark County has really felt the effects of outsourcing. Timken Company, American Steel, Republic Steel, Rubbermaid, it goes on and on. I don't think Bush has done anything for the working man. I think he's all about giving tax cuts to the wealthy and supposedly making a trickle down, but I haven't seen that happen yet. I can't imagine another 4 years with Bush. Let somebody else have a chance. We went to war unjustified. My cousin's over there right now in Iraq, risking his life for reasons that aren't clear. There's no weapons of mass destruction found. There were lies. The security in the United States supposedly has gotten stronger. 9/11, I believe George Bush is behind 9/11. I think that he's received a lot more power because of 9/11. I'm just here to support the cause and make a difference.
All right, thank you.
Fresh dress, cause I shop at Modell's. Been pimping when I rode the L's. Used to ride the D to beat the morning bell. It would all mogul out on Avenue L.
Now we be grilling cheese and flipping flapjacks. The diamond stylist, yo, we cutting wax. Super elastic, bubble plastic. Got a ethereal material that's straight up classic. You try to fix, reject what you should respect. Oh, I have JC, send you out of FedEx. So don't stop to flex up in the discotheque. Or we'll make your ex think Tyrannosaurus Rex.
We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. Three the hard way. Three the hard way.
Your rhyme technique, it is antique. What? To all my health care, scotchy for free. Get caps on fire. Come and stop. And on fire. Don't move the telephone out.
I said, oops. Clutch like the access, sleep between the sheets so hot the mic's suck. Holla back, holla red, next. We are the crew that put the crew in crew. I can see that Def Jam doesn't recognize me on my seat. The one who put the satin in your panties. Time to count MCs in this place to be. Not five, not four, not two, just three.
We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. Three the hard way. Three's the hard way.
Exceptional, professional, and just don't stop. So pack up your bag and your mic and don't wait. Keep on home, now get the fuck out my face. You know it, shake them, fake them, then we take them. Treat them, seize like please go out and rake them. Sell our CDs off the now before we make them. I'll serve you on a platter like steak.
We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. We gonna rock this motherfucker like three the hard way. Three the hard way.
Cheney lied. Bush and Cheney lied. Bush and Cheney lied. Where are the jobs?
Go down to a department store, buy myself some freedom.
Wish I could go down to a department store, buy myself some freedom. Freedom, 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 have mercy on me.
About it for the radio?
Yeah, I would like to see it.
Why don't you tell us what your sign says?
My sign says, because Bush and Cheney lied, brave young Americans have died. Lots of them. And I'm telling you, this man stood on television in front of all the Americans and barefaced lied about Iraq. And I am surprised that the press and the people let this man get away with it. We're not going to. We're going to vote him out of office and send him back to Texas. Thank you very much. My name is George Yoho. Thank you.
like nothing I heard. Over the rainbow in time, brought me one hell of a climb. High lights bright, life's sweet pie, clear sky, sky reminiscent of money in your eye. Unwind Saturday
to comment. Why don't you tell us what your sign says?
Broken promises.
And we want to elaborate on that.
Yes, if you read all the statements that he made of what he was going to do when he got in, he didn't do them. He didn't do any of them. But what he did do was tamper and it caused more trouble. I'm a senior citizen, and I don't think he's done anything for us. The only thing he's done is in Florida, messed up the senior citizens' vote, so they didn't even get counted.
Messed up the Jews vote, messed up the minority vote, messed up the student vote.
Okay, thank you, folks.
Get busy! in check when I slice and dice with the rhyme precise. The worm is nice. Please pass me the reunion to your nice.
I let go to work and not berserk. When the time comes, the body goes to dirt. I try to smooth it out like the bird. I keep the mind alert and not the bird.
Right, right now.
I would like to tell all of America, register, vote, get out to the polls, because this administration is the most dangerous administration in the history of our country. And 4 more years of these people, we will not have an America anymore, as we've all had the privilege of living in for generations. The only way to do it, people, is to vote.
And you're listening to Gawkers and Pedestrians with your froward host, Frank Incense. That was part one of our song sculpture for the evening. We're calling No Mo Bush, in which I've interspliced some sound bites from a recent anti-Bush rally in Cantown, held back on July 31st, with relevant music. We opened up with Linda Ronstadt doing You're No Good, and you might be asking yourself, what's that got to do with politics and Bush? Well, I dedicate that song to the chubby chanteuse Linda Ronstadt for her courage of facing down a crowd in Las Vegas after praising the Michael Moore film Fahrenheit 9-1-1. She was booed off the stage, then fired and even kicked out of the casino where she was playing. And to top it off, she was banned from that casino for life. All in the name of dissent. The owner said he hired her to sing, not to give her political opinion. I'll leave you to guess who we're referring to in that statement of the song, You're No Good. Instead of Baby, You're No Good, replace Baby with the letters B-U-S-H, You're No Good. And the set was made up mostly of newer songs with a anti-war or anti-Bush slant. It was George Michael from a newer single of his called Shoot the Dog. The Beastie Boys did Three the Hard Way. That's the first of two songs in this set by the Beasties from their new LP, To the Five Boroughs. Not William Burroughs, but the Boroughs of New York. Then it was Otis Taylor saying he's going to buy himself some freedom. Otis Taylor is a Chicago blues musician whose songs, subjects, are about the political climate in America, and you can't get any bluer than that right now. Sonic Youth did a song called Paper Cup Exit. Once again, that is a song from their newest LP, Sonic Nurse, which we've heard a couple cuts from already tonight. And once again from the Beastie Boys' new release, a song called Right Now. So I urge you to get out and vote. This isn't the year to be a cynic about voting or to throw away your vote on a third-party candidate. We got to get this guy out of here before he totally dismantles democracy. Now, I do have some problems with John Kerry, but my mantra this election is I'm down with anybody but Bush. There's even been a group of anarchists who have come out in favor of John Kerry just to get the son of a Bush out of there. I want to read an article that was sent to me by an online listener. Thanks to Marley, I believe you pronounce her last name, Grinder. She's a former resident of this Cannes town, and she was kind enough to send this article along. I'm going to read excerpts of it, since this is a song sculpture about, or built around, an anti-Bush demonstration. This is what you've got to look forward to if you plan on protesting anything Bush. It's an article by Ed Naha. Are you planning to be involved in any criminal acts at the national conventions? Do you know anybody who is? Are you aware that if you assist or know anybody planning any criminal acts and do not report them, it's a crime? These were the nifty questions asked of Ms. Sarah Bradwell, one of several anti-war, anti-Bush activists questioned by the FBI recently. She declined the lovely suited men an answer as they hovered in front of her door. She then called the ACLU. Thanks to a few articles in the New York Times, we know that the Bushistas are honing in on anyone who might want to protest the Repug convention in New York later this month. Actually going on right now. Interviewing them before the fact to frighten them from actually marching. But what we don't really get as a nation is the fact that this bullshit has been going on for years. In fact, since W took the throne. After W blew it on 9/11 and started growing more and more paranoid over his new crusade polkas, and after he knighted little Johnny the Crooner Ashcroft as head of his brown shirts, the FBI started to goose step big time. In short, if you don't like W, you're an extremist and should be dealt with. You're not a mere protester, you're a domestic terrorist threat. Pick your own terrorist code color, and we can toss you into jail as a threat for no reason whatsoever. Ann Roman, a spokeswoman for the Secret Service, says agents are expected to respond to an increase in possible domestic threats against President Bush and other dignitaries as the convention at Madison Square Garden takes place. The Secret Service is, of course, playing a lead role in planning convention security. Okie dokie, are you getting this? They've just declared that anti-Bushites pose a threat to the dignitaries at the convention. What dignitaries? Are world leaders going to attend, or just the usual Republican assholes? Oh, and while you're singing the Star Spangled Banner, the intelligence unit of the NYPD has been monitoring websites run by self-described anarchists, as in anybody but Bush, for over a year. On another front, the family of Staff Sergeant Joe Darby, the brave man who alerted the world to the Abu Ghraib prison abuses, has had to go undercover with armed protection because of death threats. Hello, brave new world. The new Dumdia order is here. We step in time now, or else. On October 25, 2003, the FBI issued a memo that basically made it clear that anyone in any demonstration against the shrub was an enemy of the state. To quote the memo, the possibility exists that elements of the activist community may attempt to engage in violent, destructive, disruptive acts. Bottom line, if you're heading for New York in the Bush bash, go. Don't let anything stop you. If you're afraid, you have good reason to be. This administration will do everything to crush you, as Nixon's did. This country has reached the tipping point. We're falling toward the dark side. Your presence may reserve that. March. Protest. Walk toward the light. Sheer evil can't stand the light, and this administration is nothing short of evil. Watch it shrivel come November, when darkness falls and the the light shines once more. Peace. Again, that was an article written by Ed Naha, sent to me by an online listener, Marley Reinger, I believe it's pronounced, who is living in Columbus and is a former Cantonian. Thanks for sending me that article. It fit in perfectly with what we're talking about tonight. So let's get into our second set of this song sculpture for the evening, No Mo Bush, in which I am intersplicing segments of the anti-Bush rally that I recorded when Bushy Boy came to Cantown back on July 31st, right here on Radio Free Canton.